Been listening to Green Onions from Booker T and the MGs. And yeah, it basically is a two-track album. It's recorded. I was watching a documentary talking to Steve Cropper last night, and yeah, how they did it was just on two tracks, simple. And how the track Green Onions came together came out of a jam when they were waiting for a singer to show up. And so the guy on the recording desk just hit the button and recorded them doing Green Onions. And then, it kind of all kind of transpired after that. They took it out to a record press. They pressed 25 on Volt, on the Volt label. So I would imagine that 25 copies of the Volt version of Green Onions is worth quite a lot these days. Anyway, and then they took it out to some of the local radio stations, and it took off from there, and it became a worldwide hit of some sort. Booker T and the MGs. You heard the tracks. A Woman, A Love, A Friend. I Can't Sit Down. One Who Really Loves You. Lonely Avenue. Stranger on the Shore. Behave Yourself, which was the B-side of Green Onions. Twist and Shout, of course, the Beatles. Mo Onions. I Got a Woman. Rinky Dink. And Green Onions. Yeah. My band has played Green Onions in the set for quite a few years over the years. Keyboard players have a various way of interpreting that song. It's pretty straightforward on the guitar, but I used to play it backwards, which turns out that was the way that Steve Cropper originally played it. And then they said, no, let's turn it around and put that bit there at the beginning and do that other bit further on. And so anyway, we're going to finish off this little tribute to the Booker T and the MGs, and specifically the Colonel Steve Cropper, who passed away this week at 84. And actually, other than Green Onions, this is next track is my favorite track. And I've played this a few times with this version of it. It's Mel Torme's Coming Home Baby made this kind of a thing, but it was much more up-tempo, and it came out in the same year, 1962. But this version is nice, slow, very chilled out, and yeah, it's definitely different than the Mel Torme version of it. So anyway, Coming Home Baby, going to wrap it up, but with the feature album of today from vinyl on Sundays released. And this is their version of Coming Home Baby. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the houseofprog.com and also on CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
Lost in a haze.
from their 1974 album, that is Wishbone Ash. And one of my favorite tracks of theirs, Persephone, and yeah, great album. I would say often overlooked.